Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Today, Ed Stander, a professor of astronomy, geology, and environmental science at SUNY Cobleskill, discusses the importance of scale in astronomy.
What works on the human scale doesn't necessarily hold true on larger or smaller scales. Newton's laws, for example, work fine if one wants to know the energy needed to drive from New York to Boston, but they don't work so well when one tries to predict the motion of planets around the sun. For example, many scientists in the late 1800s believed that Mercury's erratic behavior through space was due to a nearby companion planet they called Vulcan. It was only through Einstein's work at the turn of the century that we realized the scale was actually the culprit and that Newton's laws simply don't apply to objects as massive as the sun. Today, astronomers deal with distances on the order of the entire universe, and one has to wonder if Einstein's theories still work on such enormous scales. For example, we now have evidence that, contrary to all expectations, the universe expanded rapidly at first, then slowed down, and is now expanding rapidly again. How is it possible? While most astronomers today would argue that an unknown quantity called dark energy is responsible for the present acceleration, it's also possible that astronomers were simply up against another scale effect. It's possible, for example, that the speed of light is a firm value on human terms, but wasn't entirely constant over the lifetime of the universe. Perhaps, in fact, the acceleration we're now experiencing is simply caused by a slight decrease in the speed of light over time. While we don't presently have the precision to measure such minute changes in light speed here on Earth, that's the nature of science. However, someday we might, and it's through such questions that new techniques are developed. Does dark energy really exist, or is universal acceleration simply another scale effect? Well, only time will tell.
That was SUNY Cobleskill's Ed Stander. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. To help to always feel this way, wandering stars.